Taita ita ita ola Zimbabwe muhle muri Zimbabwe ndinomugamuchira imchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Hove. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of August, 2019, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. Zimbabwe Muhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Mune chirongwa chedu chevechi diki. Nasi mchirongwa, we are talking about last year, Zimbabwe Muhle, this time last year, over 365 days ago, abantu abasakhulayo, 43.5% of the total amount of abantu that went to go vote. Babe vota abantu abasakhulayo vanhu vechidiki vakabuda nehuwandu hwavo this time last year vachinovota. So nansi muchirongwa tamboti aiwa ngatimbodzosa iranga ro, let's go back chiki, let's see ukuthi yena umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, what has he done ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo within the past year. So nansi muchirongwa today now on The Connection, we're going to be talking to youth in government and youth who are running companies on the as we discuss the current social, political and economical situation following the election of President Emmerson Mnangagwa last year. As I mentioned earlier on, Zimbabwe Muhle, on the 30th of July 2018, 5,635,706,000 Zimbabweans took to the polls in the country's general elections as they all decided ukuthi who did we want to be the next president following the removal of Owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe. Of those 5 million that voted, 43.5 were under the age of 35. This is what led to Zimbabwe Muhle, the next moment that we're about to check out. Let's take a look. Imichina kanyangani ya shupa Zimbabwe Muhle, goto utabolu kone kutwini liluzwile nasi mchirongwa tamboti aiwa timbotawara onewe chidiki who are in influential positions. Vango vatangwa chupina mchirongwa are part of government. Vango they're running companies that are recognized all over the face of the continent. Ndivo vachanga vachipinda muchirongwa vachitiudzawo maonero avo pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika. We're looking at the current political, economical and situation in the country. Now, Zimbabwe Muhle, like I mentioned earlier on, fast forward 365 days, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nguye osephethe isikhundla sokuba ngumongameli. Now, namhla kuhlelo, we're looking at that date. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, let's go back to a very crucial moment that decided ukuthi who was going to be the next president.
Mnangagwa Emmerson Dambudzo of ZANU-PF party is therefore duly declared elected President of the Republic of Zimbabwe with effect from the 3rd of August 2018.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that right there was the moment that decided it all last year, 2 August 2018, Lumzwile, that was the chief, Priscilla Chikumba. She was the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission chief, announcing ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nguye onqobe kukhetho oludlule ngomnyaka odluleyo. As I was saying, Zimbabwe Muhle, fast forward 365 days. President Emmerson Mnangagwa's current legacy includes over 190% unemployment elizweni. According to Bloomberg, inflation is currently at over 558%. Currently, citizens are crying. Besithi ai akula desi elizweni, nyaya yefyo yanetsa wanumnyika. And there's more other issues. But what does this mean for the country's youth? Lokhu kusho ukuthini for abantu abasakhulayo abaphile Zimbabwe? Zvinorevei for vanhu vechidiki vanogara munyika. I look to hear more from my guests as they discuss and as they inform us more ukuthi is the current government creating a conducive environment for abantu abasakhulayo? +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us namhla. What was ulukanda balinga sabi phela, you can text me WhatsApp mogona ndinyo Roma wondering pa WhatsApp pa number zinoti +12026503 18. Mwede Zimbabwe tukutefe nyo pa masai sai anoti 909 medium wave frequency pa 4930-6065 uyeje pa 15460 kHz. Aba fisu kubugela ushe lololu gu internet sikona gu www.voandebele.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, sikona njalo gu www.voashona.com. For our Facebook fanatics, Zimbabwe Muhle, as usual, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages. VOA Shona, Tripos Rakaripa, VOA Ndebele, Sikona Njalo, VOA Studio 7, Siasagaza, as we speak. So Zimbabwe Muhle, linga kwa shepele, ufaga ma likes, ufaga ma hearts, ushare, ushelo letu. So that's bugele ushelo lolo, mwabune ngebetu. Msa kangano kushare, chirongwa, mchisa ma likes, nima hearts, kuitra kutuone, chirongwa ichine uanduenu, uyeze, vachangwa chino upina mchirongwa, msa kangano kunyora ma number. Uyeze ma comments enyu. Ngatisangane ipanapa pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection muine ni Mike Hove. Heita 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 hola ndeipiko hama zangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host Mike Hove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma la, mina ngikunawuthola neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. But as usual, Zimbabwe Muhle, like I always say every Tuesday, linga kichimi, don't run that side. Tripana papa mapeje du pa Facebook, mapeje du matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyeje pa VOA Ndebele, wachanga wachini chaga pa Instagram, nepa Twitter, tusangana after the next hour. But for the next hour, nyorai my comments, nyorai my likes, isai my hearts, eyu pana papa chirongwa chedu chevechitiki, patruku tefe nyura pa page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, siku Nanjalogo VOA Studio 7. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related elizwe. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, before we delve deeper into tonight's topic, let's hear and hear more from abantu abasakhulayo that are going to be joining us as our panelists. Let's head over to Harare, Zimbabwe Muhle, as the residents basically tell us ukuthi isimo somnotho sime njani eHarare. Let's take a look.
I don't know what to break up the children that is in front of the children. Did you meet a child with a giraffe? So that office is a cousin, Deva Rusayona. She went to say, Bab. Hey, now put on guy, in that, something on you.
You're a dower.
I never am. You're a dexter. Ninyasha kurarama mafuku munhu nasi vana vakarara nedzara ndazva mutsa kumangwe matu kuti vadye ndapatika magetsawo ndangorara zvinhu zviri pa stove kuti paangowira magetsi ndobva ndabika ndozvadazoita nasi bosi dzanzi zvakatoma magetsi ari kuenda 11.
I just wish that the government can address this, because you know what, look at me, the country is losing productive time and we are spending so many hours in fuel queues. I just pray and hope that this can be sorted out pretty soon.
The people are happy with the corruption drive, that anti-corruption drive that the government is taking. They are confident that if the anti-corruption drive is going to be implemented faithfully, it is going to scare away would-be offenders from stealing from the public.
Well, you heard it there, folks. Abantu abaphile Harare, vanhu vanogara kuHarare, vanga vachizvitaurirawo maonerawo pamusoro pemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Vanzwa zvekare kubva kuna Deputy Minister of Information vaEnergy Mutodi, navo vanga vachiti haiwa, hanzi vanhu vari kufara zvechokwadi nenyaya yekuti hurumende yakutora matanho of dealing nenyaya yecorruption. 20 maonrenyu +12024650318 mukwanisa kundinyorera paWhatsApp. Munokwanisa zvakare kutifonera live pamhepo kuitira kuti mupinde muchirongwa. Ndokuona vanhu varikutonyora macomments vachitoda kupinda muchirongwa nhasi. Mukwanisa kutifonera pa +12026192077. Ilo rutabo rukone kutwini mutsvaka kwemuhle Zimbabwe muhle namhla kuhlelo wediscussing labantu abasakhulayo mayelana nesimo somnotho elizweni isikhangela ukuthinta indaba yesiphathane ngezombangazwe. Politics elizweni sixoxa labantu abasakhulayo. This time last year sibone umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esethatha isikhundla sokuba ngumongameli after sibe lokhetho. Ukhetho lwayenzakala ngomhla ka 30 July and then sibone ivideo lapho uPriscilla Chigumba yena who was the ZEC commissioner ese announce esithi hi nanga umongameli omutsha umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Fast forward over 365 days sithi hi let's look back bona ukuthi kanti i-performance ekamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ime njani okwamanje. Ngifisa ukuzwa kini ukuthi lilibona njani udaba lokhona ekudwini, libona ngani uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangela ukuthuthukisa na abasakhulayo elizweni. Ngenani kuhlelo +12024650318 lingangithinta khona kuWhatsApp. Sikhona njalo lingasifonela njalo live emoyeni kunombolo ezithi +12026192077. Chirongwa chewe chidiki, chirongwa The Connection mwineni Michael Hove muri ya Zimbabwe ndino mkamchirai warukupinda mchirongwa tukurukura nyaye ye ufumi wenyika uyeze nyaye zimatongiro wenyika tiji izvichitevera sarudzo zakaitika last year apo takaona nyika ye Zimbabwe yava nemutungamiri mutsva. Asi earlier on I mentioned kuti takatarisira kuvane vechidiki who are in different walks in life. Some of them are part of government, some of them are running companies. Tinodonzwawo kubva kune vechidiki vanoita mabasa akasiyana siyana kuti aiwa, how are they seeing this? Over 365 days later, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, has he done anything to uplift the youth of the nation? Joining me live is Nicholas Kajengo. He's a development practitioner. Ukonekting weni variko kuharare. Va Kajengo, zviri kufamba here mukoma?
How are you doing?
I'm good, Chief. How are you doing?
Quite good. How is the USA?
USA is treating us all right. It's just too much sun. Tasua kumusha. Kurisa iko Zimbabwe?
Always there. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being out to us.
Saka nyairi momchurongwa vaka jengo. 365 days later, after elections, President Emmerson Mnangagwa has been holding down this fort. So far, the legacy is vanwechidiki vachirukuchema vachiti there is no jobs. The business community is complaining about not making money. In me too, they were wondering you. 365 days, how do you feel?
Yeah, I think in as far as the new dispensation is concerned, I can simply say to you there are quite a number of progress that has been done and that is being witnessed in as far as development is concerned. I'm sure you are aware that the essence is to reduce inequality and to bridge the gap between the rich and the poor. The essence is to ensure that the making is secure and to ensure sustainable livelihoods for the young people, of course, including the women. So the new dispensation is tragic level best to ensure that it fulfills its promises as to, the manifesto before the government was formed.
Now, Vaka Jego, let's backtrack a little before we go further. One of the promises was nyaye unemployment munyika. That seems to be the heart of the issue. A lot of young people are complaining, saying, you know what, atina mabasa munyika. I remember Mnangagwa pawakatora matomo. The first thing he said is, I want to make millionaires out of my youth. He wants to create a conducive environment for young people to become entrepreneurs, to make millionaires. Do you feel he's doing that so far?
Yes, he is. I'm sure my brother, development is a topical issue and it cannot be done overnight. Mm-hmm. But however, what you can see is mainly the livelihoods of most of the young people in Zimbabwe through agriculture, mining, energy, ICT, innovation, among. And if you look you can see that many of the young people are benefiting from agricultural programs that are being pursued by the government of Zimbabwe. You know, government launched, you know, a number of programs, just like Command Agriculture, you know, Command Livestock, Command Poultry. The beneficiaries of these programs, most of them are the young people. At the same time, I'm sure you are aware that today, the day that is gone by, the president officially launched the innovation hub at the University of Zimbabwe. Its essence is to promote entrepreneurship and research and new ideas by the young people. So these are some of the avenues and synergies that are being created by the dispensation in favor of the young people. It also with trust is to alleviate poverty and to ensure sustainable livelihood and development starting with Vision 2030.
But Raka Jengo, you've touched on a lot of things. One of the things that goes back to like alleviating the issue of unemployment. You've talked about Command Agriculture, you've talked about all these different systems that have been set up by government, but they're not working out so far. So how do you then turn around and say, all right,
the government is committed to support the young people. You know, there are some countries in Africa that do not have 9 minutes responsible for youth, but if you look at the Zimbabwe scenario, you can agree with me, my brother, or that the ministry has got a full ministry responsible for youth, education, education, one. Second, government has actually also established some youth desk in order to mainstream or integrate youth issues. This is a clear reflection of the simple fact that the government is committed to youth empowerment in all spheres of life. Mm-hmm. Also, my brother, just look, the constitution itself of Zimbabwe is very clear in the section 20 that the government is committed to ensure that the youth's needs, desire, and aspirations are supposed to be met and addressed. So that on its own is a full, you know, reflection of commitment by the government. After all, if you look, say, you can agree with me that young people are being empowered in a number of ways. First, look at capacity building. Here we are looking at our teaching institutions, our schools. Just imagine the current new curriculum that was put in place by government actually is trying to address the current demands by the young people and the current predicaments that are being experienced by the young people. So now, obviously, one can agree with me that the government is committed. And it's not only about government, but it's all about the youth themselves. They must play their part. Government playing its part, the private sector playing its part, the NGO, and every citizen of Zimbabwe with a role to play in terms of ensuring sustainable livelihood development and employment creation.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's move forward. You've talked about a lot of things. You've mentioned the idea of government creating employment. The percentage is still at 90. Mr. Kajengo, if not more. Young people are still complaining, saying there is no money. The electricity issue isn't getting any better. The money issue isn't getting any better. Opportunities for young people are not being created. So how do you then turn around and say a year later, 365 days later, you are still happy with the legacy he's creating?
I think you have asked a valid question, my brother. That's a valid question. Let me be very clear with you. Remember, we have been coming from an old regime, a regime that was full of corruption, a regime full of, you know, should I say, some tendencies that are underdevelopment. So now, if you look, we have some people like Chombo, people like Kasukwere, you know, these people were so corrupt that they, you know, result, you know, in the economic meltdown. Not only the two I mentioned, but there are quite a number of them. Now, the new dispensation is to come up with a new blueprint called TSP, whose theme is austerity for prosperity. This means that for the government has to accumulate the wealth first. We have to reduce wastage. We have to reduce consumption. After then, if the wealth accumulates, then you begin to share the cake. I'm sure you are aware that in each and every country, there are some challenges. Now, if a country or a nation is experiencing those challenges, but there are some strategies that can be employed to address them. That's why we have got our TSP, which is the Transitional Stabilization Program, whose thrust is to, you know, revitalize the economy, to grow the economy. So certainly it can be done, but not overnight, rather gradually.
All right, Waka Jengo, but I par not into room or guest on which Peter Pinam Chirongwa, and then I'll come back to you, Andis. All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, you just heard from Unicross Kajengo. Unicross is a development practitioner, like Ungosa Kulayo, who is part of Uhulumende Kamongameli Emerson Mnangagwa under the Ministry of Agriculture. Hence, Limzwile Setinta in Daba E Agriculture. What was Zimbabwe Moshe earlier on, Nilichelele Ngata Hai? Besides, Abantabasa Kulayo, who are working in government, we're looking to have young people who have businesses in the country, businesses that are actually doing well and creating some kind of employment and making some kind of profit. Joining me live, Mnumzana Terence Mate. Terence is the co-founder of Southern Incineration Services. He was on the program not so long ago when we were discussing the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Terence is one of the young Zimbabwean young people who made it onto the 2019 Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Terence in company yake is creating employment. In company yake, Terence is making a profit. In company yake, Terence is making a difference in Pakatini Elizweni. As to how hard that difference is, I can't speak to it. Terence Nguye is the one who's supposed to tell us more. Kodwa asizweni okuningi. Terence, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhuti, unjani?
Ayaphila bhuti, wami unjani wena?
Hayi, ngiphilile, ngiphilile. Udaba olukhona egudwini lukhanya ngani luyashisa. It's something that's really close to abantu abaningi elizweni. Nangu silomongameli omutsha, over 365 days esephethe isikhundla sokuba ngumongameli. Do you feel as though uhulumende okhona is creating a conducive environment for abantu abasakhulayo?
First of all, thank you very much, Mike, for having me back on your show.
Mm-hmm.
It's an honor. Mana Insane Kunme, quickly about the matter at hand.
Mm-hmm.
As a young person myself, equally as an employer,
mm-hmm.
I would say that the Zimbabwean economy is quite difficult at the moment because, mm-hmm. First of all, as a business person, trying to operate by, you know, their fuel queues, you go for 18 hours with no power, it becomes very difficult just to run any other business. But equally, also as an employer, I also see what inflation is doing to my employees' wages.
Mm-hmm.
And in as much as I would want to give them more, I'm also not earning that much more.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you do see that it's quite a tough economic environment that we're operating in. And mm-hmm. Looking at 365 days, since the president has been in power, we are still looking to maybe more policies that could help some of us in the industries and in the services, because you see that the bulk of the policies favor people in mining and agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones who are being subsidized in terms of availability of fuel, in terms of priority to get electricity. But you know, the economy, there's so much more besides agriculture and mining.
Mm-hmm.
So we also wish that Lati in our industries will also get that support.
Now, when a Terence ungomunye wabasakhulayo who seems to be doing okay for himself, regardless of the situation elizweni, how are you navigating through? Because kulabantu abasakhulayo who are watching the show right now, who are thinking, akula ndaba kimi njengomuntu ongisakhulayo ophethe isikhundla, as long as I can do something with my life empilweni and change the lives around me. So, politics aside, how are you navigating through this situation and finding a way whereby you're in a position whereby you can actually become an employer?
Okay. The main issue is, if you look at a lot of young people, we are tech savvy, right? So we spend time on Facebook, the internet, we've got friends all over the globe. And you'll notice that the bulk of young people are going into those technology type of industries. And they're leaving some of the traditional industries, aren't they? So you see, Mina, in the industry that I am, I'm the only young person there. Most people want to start an app that made into ride sharing or all of this kind of like fancy stuff. And you notice that for them, you know, with the increasing prices of data and no access to electricity, they are hit much harder because of the industry they're in and the type of the cost associated.
Mm-hmm.
Mina, in the business that I'm in, like what I said, I'm a young guy,
mm-hmm.
And all my other competitors are very old people because most young people don't see it as, you know, something hype or tech savvy to be into. So I guess the first advantage I have is I'm a young mind in an industry with old minds. So I bring innovation to outsmart these old players.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that's the first thing. Second of all, as the economy has been, as things have been going tough, there were some players in my industry that were from South Africa and all, and they decided to retreat and go back to South Africa and Botswana. And that has left some market share for me to grow my business, such that even though the economy is difficult, I have been able to actually see my sales increasing, etc. And you also see this across many other industries whereby international companies are leaving because they're saying it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're already in that business or if you can see these things, it can actually be an opportunity for you to snap up that market.
So, kahle wena mathe uthi ithuba lisase khona lokuthi abantu abasakhulayo bangazithuthukisa.
Mina ngibona ngani kunjalo.
Mhm. Wathi ngikubambe kancane ngithatha umlaleli sizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini ngombono wakho angathi mnumzane. Alright, zilukandaba mwuriye Zimbabwe mapakunzo wakuna hawa Terence Mathe umuwewe chidiki na boku paika bao ka Terence. Terence umuwewe chidiki angaripa chirongwa che Forbes 30 under 30 gorerino. Now for those that don't know, Forbes 30 under 30 looks at the whole continent and they identify wanuwe chidiki wanima business abo, alikusimu zira wanuwa communities abo, alikuita profit uyeze, alikucreate employment. Right, Zimbabwe moshe nyezo kuti ngilo mlalili wami wokuqala ndine mthiri wangu wokutanga arikupinda mchirongwa. Kola kola mlaleli mapinda mchirongwa usungenile kuhlelo ngibani okhona ecingweni. Ariparo nare ndiani? Hello?
Yes.
Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
It's Kofi Mnyaradzi.
Eh Mkoma Kofi zviri kufamba?
Mushe mushe kusei.
Mushe mushe nyairi mgango mainzwa Mkoma tudze yo maundireni.
Dzimuno South Africa mutana munyara dzikofi eh maondera toita zvinhu ndezi hurumende yava munangagwa eh semonera sinoita tinoti eh inoita sei kundikala kuti gazi zvinhu zvinhu zvidzokera panzimbe especially kune specialty
zvino todi mukoma kofi nekuti hurumende chiripo up until the next election.
Yes, hurumende ichiripo. Atizive kuti zvingagadziswe sei kuti isu at least vechidiki tikokwanisa kuwana mabasa because pazera ratave re 23 years iri. Saka chaso tingadaita vakushanda sezvo tiri vanhu vakamboti dzidzidzidzi kumusha kusaka kana zvadai atizonzivisa kuti age yacho yatava kunodarika 25 years takwazozoshanda zvari.
Asi nemaundere mukoma kofi tichitarisa environment iri munyika pachirongwa tine umwe wevechidiki ane kambani yake yakatorecognizewa neForbes. Vachiti aiwa kambani iri kuita zvinodadisa iyeyo ndo umwe wechidiki ari munyika. Do you not think kuti there could not be more Terences munyika yeZimbabwe?
Yes.
Saka zvino tiri kuvatadzisa chii?
Panenge pachida support yemutungamiri kuti at least atingavashore kuti ngavabve because atizive kuti wechokwadi chai angavaupi but kuti tinge tichibatana tiite chinhu chinogona kushanda sekutiwo tikwanise kuinvesta but tega atingakwanisi. Tinoona munhu angakwanise kuinvesta yet asati amboemployed zvekuti anokwanisa kuwana something.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma kofi, tinotenda zvikuru sanekupinda muchirongwa handisi.
Yes.
Alright, Zimbabwe moshe nyezo kuti ngilo munyu mlalele ungenayo kuhlelo ndine umwe umthelele ari kupinda muchirongwa ndimnomzana Ncube. Ncube Ncube usungenele kuhlelo njani but?
Ngiyaphila ndikalo.
Hayi siphilile, usixhuma ungapi?
Usegoli.
Usegoli, kunjani egoli?
Hayi kona lokho nje.
Udabule khona egudwini Ncube uluzwile, sitshele umbono wakho.
Ngiyokudaba osekudineke ngibona ngizangathi kukhulunywa ngesimo selizweni.
Ngempela ngempela Ncube.
Yes. Hayi mina ngombono wami ngibona ukuthi ibandla le-DC imali ithi liya ekuthengiseleni beku-right. Kumele ukuthi abantu bonke namanye amabandla akhona eZimbabwe noma abozaphi wabomthwakazi. Ingabe bayajoyina leli bandla le-DC abantu bonke baye ekuthengiseleni ba kele umbuso lo khona ukuthi awenze izinto ngendlela owawukhuluma khona ukampeni.
So njengoba uyasho ukuthi ubona ngani uhulumeni okhona lapho ube campaigner uthembisile uZulu izinto eziningi and they're not performing up to task bona they're not performing up to ama promises abo kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuthi abantu bazibone besithi hayi uhulumeni omena kumele yena aziphakamise aqala ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo elizweni.
Ye, kumele yena alalele abantu ukuthi bathini angayenzi okwakhe okusiphuma enhliziyweni yakhe ngoba uhulumeni okhona uzwa ngabantu. Angithi uma kungukuthi ukhethwe ngabantu uzolalela abantu abayiwo abamthethileyo ukuthi hayi uhulumende sicela wenze so ukwenzela ukuthi ilizwe lethu lithuthuke. Balalele nabamabhizinisi ukuthi bathini. I-way forward ukuthi kona siyaphambili ngokuthuthukisa ilizwe or sibuyele emuva ngoba kukhanya manje sibuyele emuva okuye sokudlula le minyaka le eminye edlulile besithi hayi manje mhlawumbe kuzoba ngcono kona manje sokukhanya isandla esiphetheyo kulokho kusayiso leyo sesasisita sesifuni lamanje siloko siyaqhubeka kukhanya kuya phambili nokuncindezelwa kwabantu kuloko kuyancindezelwa abantu manje sibona ukuthi abantu ngcono basukume bakhuluma ukuthi kona hayi lokhu ayisikho esasikufuni. Abantu bahlangane abaleli benkululeko kakhulu banabo abayibo abakhulula ilizwe ama-freedom fighters nothi laba ababebulala abantu nge-ground. Ama-freedom fighters akhulula ilizwe engaphansi kwesandla sikankomo yibo abamelela nabo bajoyine leli teto yekhona ukuthi batshengisele basola umbuso okhona bame namanye amabandla asola afuna utshintsho eZimbabwe. Manje uma kungukuthi khona i-MDC izasukuma yodwa angiboni ukuqhubekela phambili ngoba kuyaqhubeka lokho kuthiwa beyaboshwa abantu kuyenziwa lutshwa abantu yathatha. But uma kungukuthi basukuma wonke uZulu eZimbabwe nawo ama-traditional leaders izinduna zisukume zisukule konke okukhona ngoba kukhanya kuyiphambili sibuyele emuva futhi.
Umbuzo wami okugcina kuwe Ncube bese siqhubekela phambili lo hlelo ubona ngani ithuba lisakhona na lokuthi uhulumende lo okhona aqala ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo?
Angiboni ukuthi ithuba lisasekhona ngendlela okwenzeka ngakhona ngoba i-government ebonakala ukuthuthukisa ilizwe first 100 days yayo uyabuthi ubonile ukuthi la kulethini but uma siyadlula 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, uloko ubona kubuyela emuva. Uyabona ukuthi hayi lapha akuyiwa phambili la. Kuloko kuqhubeka kubuyela emuva. So kufanele itshintshe le government or kuhle kuvele iZanu PF iyigoqela izandla ngoba siyabona isihlilei.
Hayi sikuzwile Ncube, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo.
Ngiyabonga ba.
Right, muri eZimbabwe mavakunzwa kuna vaNcube ndomwe wechidiki arikupinda muchirongwa ndambo wabvunza kuti tiudzewo maonerenyu pamusoro penyaya yatikurukura ndikavabvunza ndikati nemaonerenyu muri kuona kunge hurumende yava Munangagwa ine masimba here ekusunzira vechidiki hanzi nemaitiro avari kuita pari zvino vakasachinja maitiro aiwa hapana inobuda apa. Ngatiendei kune mapeji edu matatu sione kuti abantu vatii nemakasinesa matatu kuVOA Studio 7 abantu ngempela bayabhala imibono yavo nangu Lydia uti hai wawo government hakuna bas hanzi hakuna jobs manyepo chaiwa hanzi mabasa hakuna hanzi caller don't butter us I'm not sure kuti lapo vekuluma lobani nangu Hudson uti he's being soft as wool in telling his lie uti umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa akakhulumi iqiniso Lydia uphinde wathi old regime is the same regime today nangu Hudson uti we go nowhere when people are lying to themselves like this the regime never changed uFaith uti I don't know how he's differentiating the corruption is rife and the new dispensation as evidenced by the audit report for period 2017 to 2018. Unomsa uphinde wathi please remind us what industry Terence is in. UTerence has his company. Hayi sizwe ukuthi sinikeze yena uTerence ithuba lokuthi azikhulumele. Terence usakhona ecingweni? Nangu usisi yabuza ukuthi please remind us what industry you are in.
Okay, I'm into waste management. particularly biomedical waste.
Mm.
So what my company does is generally you go to the hospital and you'll be attended to.
Mm-hmm.
So my company then comes to collect all those used fringes, those cottons, etc., or all that biomedical waste. Yes, that's what I'm into. And then, besides biomedical waste, we also go around collecting waste from people's homes. Because, as you know, council has been having challenges with collecting waste from people's homes. But ultimately, that is what my company does.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Let's go back to the topic at hand. We're talking about environment. I had an earlier on guest, Umnumzana Ukajengo, who was talking about it. He's trying by all means necessary. You are the guys who are at the forefront of this when we're talking about employment. You're the employers. Abantu basakhulayo are looking to people like you. When we're talking about environment, what needs to be done so that people like yourselves are in a better position to be able to uplift those around you?
Okay. I think the main issue is that we are trying to fix things on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's necessarily the best way to go about it.
Now, since on our own, Lapo Kulman, about who exactly?
No, I'm talking from the position of the government.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the challenges we are going through, we are not the first country to experience it.
Mm.
And there are other countries and international organizations that have even in the past expressed their willingness to assist. But it seems as if, the government wants to go at it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the greatest challenge. Because if you see even some of the countries we look up to, like Rwanda, a decade or two ago, things were quite rusty with the genocide and all. But they invited, these large companies and organizations like the IMF, the World Bank, to say, we are facing these challenges. Please help us. And it's a completely different story today.
Mm-hmm.
But, but for us it looks like we want to go at it alone. And I would like to believe that's one of the challenges why we're still having these problems of inflation,
mm-hmm.
and there's still fuel shortages, etc. Because we cannot produce US dollars on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And we need someone else to come into the country and inject that currency.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually reading an article saying Egypt, they managed to get about $12 billion from the World Bank and the IMF, because they went out and said, we are struggling as a country, please help us out.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been able to get that assistance. And right now, Egypt is one of the fastest growing economies in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think Mthuli and Mangujuka have to go at it alone, because really, to fix this country, it does take a lot of work, and we are in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I like to believe the government should reach out and say, we've tried this and that, and it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
How can you help us?
Mm-hmm. All right, what's in Mbamba Mlomo Angani? Nitatu Nikros, who saw Unikros Kajengo, is back. Waka Jengo, Mchiri Popa Rinare.
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome back, Mchiri Ongwa Mkoma. We were touching on several different issues. Pani Watere Rambo, Pinda Mchiri Ongwa. Watere Rivaru, Pinda Mchiri Ongwa. Hurumende iripo inofanira kutanga kuchinja maitiro. Hazvina basa ndiani ane chigaro chekuva mutungamiriri wenyika. Asi the way that the current government is going, hanzi vanofanira kutanga kuchinja maitiro kuitira kuti vatange kuona unge vechidiki vane masimba ekuzvisimudzira. What would you have to say about something like that? Vakajengo.
Yes.
I was asking, saying we've had callers come onto this program, and they were saying that one of the most important things that needs to be done is government needs to change the way that they're moving in terms of trying to empower young people. They feel as though even Sevechidiki that are living in the country, government is not doing much to empower them. What would you have to say about something like that?
Okay, in fact, I think everybody has got right to his or her own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of real issues at the ground, I think those kind of opinions, let me say, they are far from the major crowd, given that, as I mentioned earlier on, that the government is trying its level best. I'm sure you are aware that the country is experiencing a number of challenges that can be natural or man-made. Here we are talking about some disasters. They are a cause of concern in terms of development, in terms of livelihoods for young people, in terms of all issues of importance. Now, I'm sure you are also aware of the current climate change, which is also another national phenomenon. In fact, it's a global phenomenon, which the young people must also take into cognizance. Thirdly, they are also supposed to understand that the country is under sanctions, of which issues to do with trade, in particular international trade, and also the country is failing to, to trade with some countries like Europe and America. So it's one of the drawbacks in terms of the government efforts to ensure sustainable development and total support for the young people. But still, government is working strenuously hard towards achieving and the attainment of Vision 2030 and making sure that young people are taken on board.
Right. Regarding the basic pamromo, waka jengo nitore mtereri, and then I'll come back to you on this.
Okay.
All right. Zulukanda panangu mnumzana unikros kajengo. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndinemthereri arikuphi namhlongwa okhona ecingweni ngubani. Nkosi Nathi, unjani buti? Nkosi Nathi, ukhona ecingweni na?
Yebo.
Yebo buti, unjani?
Hello.
Yebo Nkosi Nathi, ngiyakuzwa, unjani?
Ngiyaphila mfowethu.
Right, usungenele kuhlelo, ngiyakwamukela.
Ya, ngendayizwakale kahle indaba ezenzeka kiyo. Le ngizwa kodwa.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa. Ungakhuluma bhuti. Yelo Nkosi Nathi, sakhona ecingweni na? Angibona ngani ifone kaNkosi Nathi yahlupha. Wothi sibone ukuthi singamfonela back na. Nkosi Nathi, ngicela ubeke ucingo phansi then we'll try call you back. Wothi ngibuyele kumnumzana uTerence Mathe. Terence, usakhona ecingweni? Right, uyamuzwa nangumnumzana uNikros uyasebenzela uhulumende kamongameli emasweni mnankagwa ngaphansi kwe agriculture ku-youth desk. Yena uthi ubona ngani abantu abasakhulayo, this situation is beyond amandla kahulumende, which are the external factors that are beyond government's control. Talked about ama sanctions, he talked about the environmental issues that come with it. Is there no way that uhulumende should be able to curb these issues, or at the very least minimize the impact? Because it seems as though the biggest person who's taking the blow is umuntu ongisakhulayo ophila eZimbabwe.
Yes, yes. I actually believe that young people have the solutions to some of these problems.
What are the solutions again?
For example, one of the issues that was mentioned is the issue of drought, right? But if you look at it, this is a recurring issue. After a certain couple of years, Zimbabwe does experience drought, and the last time when we had excessive rainfall, government actually predicted that in a year or two there would be a drought.
Mm-hmm.
So the natural question becomes, if we knew it was going to happen, how come we didn't plan for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because there was that prediction to say, okay, we've had too much rainfall, so a drought should be coming.
Mm-hmm.
And for young people, because we know that this is going to be our country. This is our country, and we'll be here in 20, 30 years' time. We do want to see the country succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And what I said, we are tech-savvy. We travel to other countries. We spend time on the internet. We see how other countries are solving some of these problems, such that if we were also given an opportunity to participate in some of these processes, then we then do not have to go through the challenges we are going through now. Just next door in South Africa, there is a drought fund, whereby farmers that were affected this year by the drought have gotten assistance from government so that their production on the farms doesn't go down.
Mm-hmm.
So the question becomes, why doesn't Zimbabwe have a drought fund? Simply. So I believe if young people are brought on board, then we don't have to suffer in some of the ways we are suffering right now, mm-hmm. because we bring fresh ideas and look at things differently.
So when Ubonangani abantu abasakhulayo are not being included in these proceedings.
Correct. Yes, yes, yes. I believe as young people, we are not being included. You said the other gentleman who just spoke before was from the Ministry of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
I think about a month ago, that ministry announced, for example, the boards of the different parastatals that fall under the Ministry of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, there are no young people. It's old people who've done the same thing in a particular way, and they've gotten used to that old custom. And so it becomes important that, you know, there be some diversification to get some young people on board to say, guys, I mean, this is the same problem, but have a look at it with fresh eyes, and let's see if we can come up with a better solution. So I do believe that, some of these problems, it goes back to what I was saying, the government might be trying their best,
mm-hmm.
but they are going at it alone, and mm-hmm. they don't have to, because we are there with some solutions that could also, because it's our country, and we also want our country to succeed.
Right, that is when we see Nikros Utin. Nikros, what are you doing?
Yes, I mean, yes.
Right. Now, Terence touched on a lot of things, and he's not the first person to echo those sentiments. The issue of youth inclusion. A lot of people, when a new government came in, were very hopeful, saying, "Kuti aiwa, hurumende, the new government is going to include vanhu diki." He then touched on your own ministry, and he was saying, "Kuti maparastatals that were set up, there are barely young people who are there when it comes to people who are at the table making decisions that can uplift people and change lives." Do you feel as though the new dispensation is inclusive when we're talking about young people?
Yes, certainly the new
to what extent?
The new dispensation is very inclusive. Now, just imagine my brother. Next week, there is going to be a national conference for youth in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conference where young people are going to showcase their talent, where young people are going to showcase their achievements and success stories. That on its own, again, is the answer to the question that government is doing nothing in terms of supporting the young people.
From that summit, it's great that the summit has been set up. It's like the Youth Indaba Summit. It's there. It's great. However, from that summit, what then develops to the stage and point whereby there are policies that are set up, whereby young people are consulted? How can that be done? Once the summits are done, how many of those young people are brought to the table for consultation?
I think we are working with all MPs, irrespective of political party. We are working with MPs from MDCN, MDPT, all political parties, churches, NGO, private sector, the who are political. We are working with everybody, right from grassroots level, as far as that conference is concerned. We want to hear the concerns of the young people. At the same time, we want to share not the young people to share not the success stories and the, you know, as well as, you know, the other side of the coin. So certainly, the conference is going to shape the future of the young people. Not only a conference, rather, it's also trying to showcase the experiences, the achievements by the young people, as I mentioned earlier on.
Mm-hmm. All right, waka jengo batai parinari mkoma dugudzoka kwa Moody's. As for any nukta abantu batini makasini yetu ngempela, I love the fact that everybody is interacting yabonga kakulu. Wukasile tuele VOA shona nangu Evans Banda Anzi, ngatishande itoga kwete rokuda kushandirwa na umu munu. Nangu Caprio utai, usefunu kuluma loka jengo. Sagutinga pra Caprio kukasile tuele VOA shona. Unganai aruta Anzi Zimbabwe is like a truck that needs new tires. Goto angiezu kutu ngilomu nyu mlaleli ndine umu mterera rupinda mchirongwa kola mlaleli okonekti ngweni ndiani.
Uzamani ngwenye.
Ngwenye unjani puti?
Ai, li kanali njani.
Ai, tinaspidi ile. Uskumunga.
ngisekhwekhwe.
Mm, kunjani ekhwekhwe?
Hayi, kukhona abantu bayahlupheka.
Mm, hayi, uvele uphinde, you are already within the issue. Awusitshela umbono wakho.
Mina ngithi mina ngombono wami ekungeneni okwenze umongameli uMnangagwa ngo 2017. Angaboni noma one into ayenzileyo ukwehluleka kwakhe ngubone mina ekutheni ungene ibhondi leni i-1:1. Wasuka lapho wa-drink i-Coca-Cola yayi-50 cents kathesenza $7. Isinkwa sike senza 90 cents kathesenza $10. Kuzeni ipetrol ibisenza $1.30 kathesenza $10. Ngiyakhangela futhi okunye okunjengethukela libesenza $1.30 kathesi lenza $20. Kakanye ukuthi mina ukubona kwami usehlulekile angabi lenhloni ukuthiya ethi sengehlulekile ngoba asiwo icala lokuyana. Singameza njengehilo ukuthi hhayi ngehlulekile kodwa ngiyenzama sabona ukwehluleka kwakhe.
So wena Ngwenya ubona ngani uhulumende lo ichance yokuthi athuthukise abontanga kusele?
Hayi, ichance leyo ngibona ngani kayikho ngoba ngathi ngibone nge-100 days engenile ngoba 2017 kuzofika kesi 2019 amboni lo manje eyodwa ayenzileyo.
Ungani usithi kanjalo phela ecingweni ngithi ecingweni thi lo obunye ongisakhulayo yena is also based elizweni uTerence Mathe yena is also doing good things elizweni. What's stopping ilizwe lethu from creating abanye abantu sakhulayo who are like just like Terence?
Hayi, mina kanguboni lokhu yena kabazame ukuthi ba-create izinto ezibisa umsebenzi elizweni njalo kamboni mina ukuthi ikuyini uMnangagwa sebhodile wabhoda amazwe wonke la kakula lutho akula ma-investor abuyayo into abazikhulumayo ngezamanga ukuthi senza lokhu lalokhu kungela nto abayenzayo. Hayi, mina kamboni ukuthi ilizwe kuzeni uMnangagwa angabi lenhloni nanxa engumuntu esehlulekile uyachiya uchiye labanye ngokungazothi ngiyakwanisa ngendlela nto eyenzayo. Kungono ukuthi abantu abancane bonke laba bafana bathina bebhena igwayi benathi amabronki baswele ukuthi bangenzani bayahawula abantwana abananto yokudla abantu basebafunde ezikolo beceda izikolo kakula msebenzi basuka kubangene emabhawa bangene ezitolo sebeswele ukuthi bangenzani noma bebuthi izinto ezingaqedakaliyo uzuthi nabona ukuthi abantu bangenzenjani. Ngathi bachiyane le gwayi bachiyane le ukuhamba ngihamba ke yena izinto ezingasizwa kwesiyo nto engayikhangeleleyo athe siyathatha abantwana athi hambani legebhu esikolo kwezenu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa
lokhu ukuthi ngabe uyadinikhetha isebenzi eliyelungileyo ukuthi abantu avule amakhampani ezisco avule amakhampani ezimasco abantu basebenze abantwana bonke bavukele emsebenzini njengakudala.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Ngwenya, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Isikhathi sesedliwe kumangoyi ba.
Hayi, hayi, nami ngibonge kakhulu.
Come back next week uhlelo luyindawo ngathi.
Hayi, hayi, kulungile, ngizangena nami kusele, ngiyabonga.
Right, siyabonga baba Ngwenya. Nangu umnumzana uZamani Ngwenya, ba Ngwenya ndiwangapha Renari. Nawo barukuthi nemaondrawo he doesn't have faith kodwa siyeza ukuthi ngilomlale womo ogcina lamuhla ndinemthiriri wangu okuphedisira rupinda mchirongwa okhona ecingweni khola khola ngibani okhona ecingweni.
Hello.
Yes bafo, unjani?
Hey, ngiyaphila.
Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ngielias Ngcingi Dube.
Dube usixhuma ungaphi?
Mina ngikhuma ngise Botswana eKutamporetizande Francis Town.
Wabuwa Setswana Dube?
Ya, ngiyawubona mfati ngikhuluma isiNdebele.
Ubahlobole nana.
Ra.
Kere ubahlobole nana.
Ya, ubahlobole wena.
Bole nana bafo. Ngicela ungitshele umbono wakho mana lo dabule khona egodweni.
Ah, dabule khona ukuthi nje sicela ukuthi sivusele imisebenzi eZimbabwe sikwazi ukubuye ekhaya ngoba siphila nzima ya. Hayi, siphila nzima kono unxengisa. Ukuvile ngabe ngekho kinga kulabuhle ngakudola ngapha eyabukhona.
Ubona ngani uhulumende lo khona ulakho ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo na?
Hayi, lo hayi mbona ngani angakwekwanise lokho.
Ungani usisho kanjalo?
Hayi ngakhangela vele kususela ama-elections kuqeda kuvota kuzange kwakucaca lutho. Kumele phela ngakucaca kuhle kucace vele khonapho umuntu engena esihlalweni.
Kodwa nangu umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo ukhona ohle ecingweni uthi hayi uhulumende lo uyazama, is trying by all means necessary ukuthi athuthukise abantu bakulana.
Hayi kenzele ikuthi isimbi chayisathiswa but ngendlela asedonswe ngayo kuhluphekwa. Hayi sesisikhathi sesiside ngoba ungagayela la imbuya khona kona leli pani abantu badubeka kakhulu. Hayi badubeka sibili yona le nto esakhulayo yedubeka kakhulu kakhulu.
Akhanye ngani uyahlupha. So what needs to be done ukuze silungise udaba lolu ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende lo uthi hayi thina sisakhona until i-next election ngenxa yokuthi abantu basivotele sanqoba ngempela. So uhulumende lo is here until the next general elections. Kodwa abantu abasakhulayo liyakhala lesithi hayi imisebenzi siyawufuna kumele kwenziwe.
Ukhona ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bebambane mhlawu sithi kufika lelo khetelo zayo. Ngibona ukuthi baba moya munye bekhuphe nje yona izani kube lanxa kungaba lenye iparty nje.
Hayi siyabuzwa Dubs, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo, kuyaleboha ntate.
Hayi mina kuyaleboha.
Right, nangu mnumzana uDube, he was my last caller. Let me give my last two panelists the opportunity to wrap up the program. Ngenxa yokuthi sekusele 4 minutes kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Thuthangane wakajengo, muri popa narere. Right, as we wrap up, if anything that seems to be demonstrated by our callers is a lot of young people in the country are frustrated, and as much as there has been, in your words, attempts to try create employment and try create an environment, they feel as though it's not enough. What needs to be done in order to ensure that the youth of Zimbabwe feel as though government is creating an environment that is not just only conducive for young people to create employment, however for them to also be employed?
Yeah, you are not serious with the deputy. But in the one of the Kuramba, one of the government, Yao, one of the Kuwa, one of the Chimbo, Nikao, Ukawana Katarima Manindi, what's the fees? What happened to the Kumuda? TSP denial, austerity for prosperity. Slongo must say 2-3 days, but in Pambera, Kunapanaka Kuchena, from the Green Kachena, Sinjan Jam Guara. So at Panikrasa Tari, the Kanagrasa and Berekan of Siro, Sinjato Pindam Guara.
Now, umnumzana uKajengo anza aiwa, have faith, it will all be good one day. As it is when you see Terence Uthin. Terence, what's connecting with? Your closing remarks, umnumzana, you're the ones who are employing fellow youth in the country. What words do you want to leave the program, do you want to part the program with regards to employment for the young people? And of course, as you heard, umnumzana uNicholas, uhulumende uthiyaza.
Okay. I think maybe in parting, there are just maybe 2 points that I would just like to stress and say. Well, first of all, you are only, success is not a function of one size. It also considers how the society around you is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So in as much as my company might be doing well right now, it does not mean that we're operating in an easy environment. Things mm-hmm. are difficult. And so I think, first of all, I'll say yes, that in as much as some people are doing well, it's tough doing business in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. Then the second thing is, I think government just needs to know that for us, the young people, we are here for many more years.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we also want the country to succeed. So at times when we speak and we suggest this and that, it's not because we are against the government, but we want to help the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, whatever success becomes shared.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in conclusion, that's what I have to say.
All right, tenants, thank you for ngongena kuhlelo. Bakajengo ndinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa. Wonke umuntu ongenileyo kuhlelo. Aiwa, muri eZimbabwe tashuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi sesifikele mapetsuleni ohlelo lamhla. Kodwa ngithanda ukuthatha leli thuba ukuthi ngibonge umnumzana uTerence Mate, yena who was one of my guests, njalo umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo, like who was one of my panelists. Thank you so much to wonke umuntu ongenileyo. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection. Same time, same place, next week. Muri eZimbabwe, Zimbabwe muhle, Mthwakazwe muhle. Bye-bye!